With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com, the independent voice of UNC Sports, brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com, the go-to provider for all your Tar Heel gear.
I'm your host, Tommy Ashley, listening to the Inside Carolina podcast sponsored by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. I've got Sherelle McMillan on the line. Sherelle, a little bit of recruiting news just went down shortly here on Monday morning. Carolina picks up a commitment from R.J. Davis. Tell us what he brings to the Tar Heels.
Well, you know, let's recap his recruitment a little bit, I guess. So he's a player that really entered North Carolina's radar in April on the EYBL circuit. Coach Hubert Davis was the lead assistant for R.J., and he saw him, you know, put up 30 points against R.J. Hampton, who was a top five player at the time, ended up playing professionally in Australia. And after that, you know, Hubert Davis kept contact. He was really liked what he saw from R.J., just a really balanced player who can do a lot of things. And as we talked about for, I guess, a year and a half now, the goal for the last two classes was to add significant offensive firepower from the perimeter. And that's definitely something Davis brings. So Roy Williams and the entire UNT staff got to see him at the MBPA camp this year in June. And he played really, really well in that camp. And that's when we kind of got word that they were serious about him. And about a month later, he got the North Carolina offer. Eventually, he got it down to four schools, Georgetown, Marquette, Pittsburgh, and UNC. And here we are 8 days after his official visit, and he has committed to Carolina.
So let me ask what everybody's talked about a lot, and folks read too much into measurables and size, but tell me about his size and how that works into the equation. Carolina's had some larger lead guards, Cole Anthony, Kobe White. How does Davis fit into that? He is smaller, but like you said, he can still score the basketball.
I would say he's smaller, but he has a mentality very similar to Joel Berry. Now, that's not saying they are similar players. Berry was very stocky. He, you know, kind of was built like a running back or a safety in football, and Davis is much slender. But that same style where he attacks, he can get his shot off by creating space. Now, I'm stealing this from our colleague at Pease.com, Jeff Rabjohns, who does a great job covering Indiana basketball. But we were watching RJ down in Augusta or MBPA, one of those places, and he talked about how scouts really liked Davis's ability to create space. So if you're short and you can't naturally shoot over people, you have to kind of find ways to get around or by or just get people a step behind you to get your shot off. And Davis is really good at that. And we saw that a couple of times. He went up against some of the best point guards in the country, including UNC commitment Caleb Love, some other players, and he always played well. That's something that we've heard several times from his coaches, AU and high school, people who know him, people who've scouted him from sources close to Carolina basketball, is that he's very consistent and you always know what you're going to get from him. So I think the height thing isn't a big deal. The only thing it does is it lowers his ranking because it lowers his projection as far as NBA. And then it always also would probably keep him in college at minimum 2 years because there's just not much of a market for the kind of player he is at his height. That's not saying he can't be great in college. It's just that those are the only two things that really his height impact.
Now, let me throw you a curveball, and I freely admit I hadn't told you I was going to ask this question at all, but I'm going to go for the comparison route. Another guy played locally in North Carolina down in Buies Creek, very small, very solid scorer. Compare and contrast maybe Davis to a guy like Chris Clemons. Granted, Clemons is a four-year college player, but when I see small and can score, I immediately think of Clemons.
Yeah, you know, I think Davis is, you know, much more highly thought of coming out of high school than Clemons was. And Davis has done this against, you know, the best competition in high school outside of USA basketball on Nike's EYBL circuit. So there's that part. So I think he's more battle-tested and ready, I guess you would say. And he plays in a pretty good league up in New York where he's from. So you know, there's some comparisons with size. You know, he's both very good shooters. Both are adept at finishing around the basket. So I think those similarities are there. For North Carolina, I think what Davis can do is, one, he can kind of be their de facto 20-21 point guard recruit if they don't decide to kind of keep this one and dunk thing going with Caleb, Cole, and Kobe. He can be that. He can also be someone who plays with Caleb in kind of two-point guard sets, which is something that Roy Williams has said he really wanted in this class, because they felt at times the last 3 or 4 years that Kobe and Joel Berry were overburdened with minutes. And Cole Anthony's going to be the same way this year. So there's that. And then he can be just another shooter out there. You can never, you know, the axiom in basketball is you can never have enough shooters, and he's a really, really good shooter. I think for the entire EYBL, he shot close to 47% from three.
Definitely can put it up. So, Sherelle, one thing we've always talked about with recruits and Roy Williams and official visits, if Roy gets them on campus, Carolina's shot to get them committed goes up substantially. Tell us a little bit about what you've learned about RJ's visit, official visit at North Carolina.
I'm not going to promote another podcast, but if you listen to the Carolina Insider from UNC Athletics, they had Sean May on a couple weeks ago, and he talked about during official visits that he shouldn't have to sell you on North Carolina because there are so many things about it that are great. And I think that is what people talk about when they say North Carolina does official visits well. If Roy, can you just get them on campus? A lot of guys walk to the Smith Center and see those banners, and they see the Jordan wall, and they see how much everyone at North Carolina loves the team, and it's a little overwhelming for them in a good way. And that wasn't necessarily the case during RJ's visit, but what I think he saw how much the team interacted, the chemistry they had, how much they loved playing basketball there. You have a few players whose dream was to play North Carolina on the team, and I'm sure that came through in his conversations with them. And then he talked about just how honest the staff was about nothing is given, everything is earned. You know, that pitch doesn't marinate with everyone, but it definitely did with Davis and his family. I think Cole Anthony played a large part to a degree, because Davis spent a good amount of time with Anthony on the visit, and they're both New York guards. They both kind of hang in some of the same circles, so they know each other. And I think having someone like Cole Anthony say, hey, man, this program is great, even though I haven't played an official game yet at UNC, I already love it. I think that went a long way into helping RJ say, okay, this is a place I can, you know, spend the next few years at.
And let me ask you one more follow-up on that before we get more into the commitment side of it. How much of the renovations at the Smith Center really helped? Because it seems like you mentioned the Jordan wall and, you know, all of that stuff. It seems like these guys on these official visits, when they're talking later, they're talking about all the new stuff that wasn't there 3 and 4 years ago. I mean, does that, I know it is superficial, but does that make a difference to kids when they get to experience some of the, you know, bells and whistles, for lack of a better term, maybe that Roy Williams has had upgraded to the Smith Center lately?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I love my car. I think it's a great car. I've had it a long time. It's got a lot of miles on it, but sometimes it gets dirty and it looks bad. And every once in a while, I'm like, okay, I need to get some new tires. I need to do something to the windows. You just kind of have to refresh everything sometimes. And I think that was the case with North Carolina. Like, everybody knew the tradition. Everybody knew how great it was. But it was a little hard to see when someone's just talking to you about it in a room. But when you show it to them in the museum, you show it to them in a locker room that's been renovated, you show them to them with the Jordan wall, you show them with the Smith Center that has feels like renovations every single summer, then it's a little easier for the player to visualize themselves instead of just hearing it over the phone or seeing it in a picture or something. So I think that's a big deal. And, you know, I don't mean to be mean to teenagers, but teenagers in general, I think, are a little superficial. So whatever you can do to get on their side, I think helps. And I think the enhancements that North Carolina has done are all about recruiting. Not all about recruiting, but definitely have a recruiting component to them.
Very interesting that Roy Williams adapting and Smith Center being changed to reflect that adaption is cool. Let me tell you about Johnny T-Shirt right fast. Short podcast, but I wanted to get them in. They're great sponsors of this podcast, Johnny T-Shirt on Franklin Street and online at johnnytshirt.com. Great customer service. We talked about swag and that last thing and bells and whistles. They've got all you need as far as Carolina gear. Get the stuff you see the guys wearing for the most part at Johnny T-Shirt, johnnytshirt.com. Go to see them on Franklin Street when you're in town. Get him online when you can't make it to Chapel Hill. Johnny T-shirt, the place to be. Let me ask you this, and you mentioned Caleb Love. How does Davis's commitment affect any other targets? Bryce Thompson's the one that most people talk about as saying, is that a you know, first one gets it type deal? Your thoughts there? I mean, where's Carolina go from here in the recruiting cycle?
First off, let me apologize. The weather has changed and I have a cold, so I sound stuffy and I'm coughing and I'm wheezing. So apologies. What we've told people and what we've learned from various sources, both close to UNC and both to all the players, is that they've told everybody they want at least two lead guards in the class. And then they are pitching positionless basketball to all these guys. So they're going to still recruit Bryce Thompson after today. You know, it doesn't look great from Cade Cunningham. It look great for Cade Cunningham if you listen to what everyone says, but they're still going to recruit him. Of course, they're still going to recruit Zaire Williams because he's more of a true three. So it impacts it in that they have one less scholarship, but I think that's about it.
So the biggest positive for North Carolina with this commitment, I think you covered it a little bit earlier, but when you talked about his potential to cover the point guard role next season, or in 2021, which is insane, we're talking about that. But give me the biggest positive other than that, maybe, for Davis's commitment to the Tar Heels.
I think it's someone else who can handle pass and shoot. And North Carolina, the last few years, they've had players who were good at one or two or good at one, but few players who've been good at all three. And, you know, in the end of a game when North Carolina's, you know, up five or six and they need to close it out, that kind of 4-minute offense type thing, I think that's something where you could see Leakey and Caleb Love and RJ Davis and, you know, maybe somebody like Anthony Harris, you know, a few guards out there to close the game out. So he can help in that respect. And also, like we said, the kid can score. So whether he's starting or whether he's coming off the bench, you know, he gives another dynamic player from the perimeter. So I think that's what he brings immediately. And then, like I said, long term, it's kind of additional coverage depending upon what they want to do with 2021 and point guards.
So that's four commitments from North Carolina. Certainly Walker Kessler, Dayron Sharp, Caleb Love, five-star guys. RJ Davis currently a four-star guy. You've got two bigs and two lead guards. What's next?
Well, you know, they want a wing, and they've said that since this class started. They've recruited like that, and Zaire Williams was kind of their choice. Back, I guess, last October, he took a visit for Late Night with Roy across the country, an unofficial visit, and got an offer, you know, about 6 weeks later. So he's been kind of their choice on the wing for a while now, and they're just going to stay in it with him. They have Kerwin Walton, who is a kind of a 2-3, who's visiting from Minnesota next weekend. And irrespective of whatever he does, Zaire is still kind of their guy, and they're going to recruit him until the end. So it's a phenomenal class already, and they're still looking to add more because, you know, if you look at next year's roster, projected roster, they're losing four guys who are going to play between the one and three. So they have to have bodies there, and that's why this class had to be big. So, I think the Zaire Williams and a three is kind of the big, I don't say hole, but that's the one thing this class is missing. But, I mean, Carolina fans should be thrilled with what they have right now.
Indeed. A lot of people said Roy Williams struggled on the recruiting front. Do you, and of course that was during the NCAA mess, do you think this worm has finally turned for Roy Williams? I mean, this class, I think, signifies that, but, you know, it's a dot instead of a line. Do you think, or how do you see it continuing on for Roy Williams and his staff?
Yeah, I think this is the new normal, which is the old normal, because from, and, you know, we have some stats, but basically from when Roy Williams got here through the 2013 class, you know, McDonald's All-American pretty much every year, top 10 player pretty much, not quite every year, but close. And then they just had that lull. They had the Theo Pinson, Justin Jessen class that kind of sustained UNC for a few years, but the classes of 15, 16, and 17 didn't have that upper echelon talent, which is in, I guess, right in the middle of all the NCAA stuff. And then sure enough, as soon as the NCAA stuff ended, I think that was Late Night with Roy. So October 2017, you know, they signed Nasir and Kobe in 18. They signed Cole Anthony and Armando Bacot in 19. And now they signed 3 5 stars and RJ Davis in 20. So you can see that since the NCAA stuff ended, they're recruiting at a much higher level.
Good stuff, Sherelle. Last question for you. The remaining targets that North Carolina has, Cade Cunningham, Kerwin Walton, Bryce Thompson, any of those guys, what is the time frame as you've come to know it for these guys? I know a lot of talk's been early, some are going to push it out to the spring, but as far as the timeline for maybe the next North Carolina commitment or the next North Carolina target to commit, how do you see that breaking down over the next few weeks and months?
Yeah, so Bryce Thompson just finished an official visit to Oklahoma yesterday, which was his final one. So a decision from him could come at any moment, you know, tomorrow or a week. But we expect it to be fairly soon. After that, it's kind of up in the air. Kerwin Walton doesn't necessarily have a timeline, though we do expect him to probably sign in the fall. And signing day begins on, I believe it's November 13th, Wednesday, November 13th. After that, it's definitely up in the air. Cunningham, we're not sure. He said that maybe they're during a high school tournament in late November. I think it begins on Black Friday. In his hometown of Dallas, he said he might do it then, which wouldn't be a signature, just be a commitment. He'd sign in the spring. And then Zaire Williams is kind of up in the air. His recruitment seems to be at a standstill. He said that he could, you know, sign in the fall, but he wasn't married to it. So it could be fall, could be spring. That's just something that we'll have to, you know, monitor moving forward, I guess. So a couple of guys here soon, probably in the next month. And then Zaire Williams, just not sure. And to the extent that North Carolina is still recruiting Greg Brown, his would be later in the spring.
Terrell McMillan detailing RJ Davis's commitment to the Tar Heels. Carolina adds that fourth guy to the class. RJ certainly 5'11", 165, but a New York kid. So he's going to bring I like the Joel Berry comparison you had, Sherelle. I know you said, you know, not too much, but anytime you can get guys that are compared at all to Joel Berry, I think it's good for North Carolina.
Right. And what I was going to say is just, you know, like I said, the body styles are completely different. But I think you can watch him and see, you know, people love Joel's intensity, his determination and all those things. I think if you watch some clips of Davis, there'll be plenty up around the next couple of days. You can kind of see that similar style of play.
Indeed. Good stuff, Sherelle. Stay tuned to Inside Carolina. Certainly the premium message board, Sherelle, active. Very active North Carolina recruiting back on track with the commitment of Davis. Sherelle, it's always fun, man. I hope we get to talk again soon for one of these.
Yeah, you never know.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Where to go for your next Tar Heel gear purchase.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.